Now, time for letters. Every Thursday, we sift through your email and voicemail feedback on stories you've heard on News and Notes. Listeners have continued to email us about Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's Capitol Hill scuffle and her apology for what took place. I interviewed the Congresswoman last week on News and Notes, a conversation Brett Cook in Greenville, California, thinks should have been tougher. He writes,
"Thanks for the third press conference for Ms. McKinney. That could hardly be called an interview. Why does the press cower when someone plays the race card? Or maybe that wasn't cowering, but purposeful acquiescence. Even if she was stopped for any reason at all, is being stopped grounds for striking a police officer?"
Turning to the debate over immigration, Willie Franks Middlebrook of Indianapolis, Indiana, thinks the law enforcement aspect is being overlooked. He left us this message.
"I'm amazed that more persons in the Black caucus, more politicians, period, haven't spoken about what the real issue is. I don't think it's that African Americans have a problem with immigrants as such. But if some folk are allowed to break the law, why aren't we all allowed to break the law?"
Daniel Wise of Wichita Falls, Texas, agrees that law enforcement is the issue and thinks that Americans are being unfairly portrayed as anti-immigrant. He sent us this email.
"The comments and people being interviewed keep mistaking the fact that illegal aliens do not have and should not have immigrants' rights. Those are reserved for those people that have legally made their way to these shores. The interviews make Americans look like heartless bigots that discriminate, which is not true. I believe I speak for most Americans when I say that America needs immigrants and the diversity that they bring with them, but legally and documented."
An interview with comedian Monique on her new movie, Fat Girls, prompted Janine Murdoch of East Leroy, Michigan, to write in. She says while Monique may be proud of her plus-sized figure, she thinks it sends the wrong message. In her email, Murdoch writes,
"Personally, I've always wondered about the wisdom and logic of pushing the idea of pride and acceptance of being grossly overweight. It's not a healthy condition. It's not a desirable condition. It leads to obvious and well-known health problems and is no more something that younger people should be taught to accept than being too thin. For Ms. Monique to push the notion that, as an overweight woman, she's somehow been marginalized and forced to the shadows because of her weight is ridiculous. While she and others like her should not be made fun of, neither should they be coddled, nor should they try and make everyone who sees gross weight problems as undesirable and unhealthy out to be bigots of some fashion."
As you may know, I've been on a journey to get in better shape, and last week that included a trip to a yoga studio. Listener and yoga enthusiast Maureen O'Doherty of Torrington, Connecticut, sent us an email about the segment. She writes,
"I love this program, but I must say, Farai's story on her yoga experience was truly delightful. Thank you, Farai, for inspiring me to dust off the yoga tapes, pull out the mat, and get back on a program. Good luck, and I'll be following your progress."
Maureen, thanks so much. Make sure to tune in next week when News & Notes regular nutritionist Rovinia Brock gives the lowdown on vitamins, supplements, and diet pills. She'll separate what's healthy and what's hype. We appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep your emails and voicemails coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.